Harmony, an instrument of change. In the gentle whispers of dawn, when the world seems most at peace, we often find ourselves searching for that elusive sense of harmony that seems to be just beyond our grasp. The dolphins, magnificent creatures of God's creation, show us daily what it means to live in perfect accord with their environment and each other. They seem to emulate grace in their movement and behavior. A grace that speaks to us of a more profound truth. That is the grace mystics have sought to capture in words and prayer throughout the ages. Francis of Assisi, in his Canticle of the Sun, spoke of harmony with all creation, brother sun, sister moon, and even sister death. He understood that harmony wasn't just about peaceful coexistence, but also recognizing the divine thread connecting all living things. This Franciscan vision of universal kinship calls us to see harmony not as an end goal, but as a way of being in the world. Consider Molly sitting at her kitchen table early one morning, tears falling silently onto recently cleaned table. The weight of yesterday's harsh words with her daughter feel like a stone in her heart. If she was present, the mystic Julian of Norwich might tell her, "All shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well." But how does Molly find her way to a place of harmony? Perhaps the answer lies in how dolphins move through the water, not fighting the current, but finding their path within it. The mystic Angela of Foligno would understand Molly's pain, finding God not despite our suffering, but through it. The harmony we seek isn't about erasing feelings, but about weaving them into a bigger tapestry. The tapestry of our lives. Harmony often emerges in the space between our breaths, in the pause between our thoughts. Early Christians knew this well. They sought not to escape the world's discord, but to find the underlying harmony beneath it all. Meister Eckhart preached harmony already exists within us. We need only to clear away what is blocking us from experiencing it. For Molly, harmony might begin with acknowledging the love that is the underbelly underlying her pain. The depth of her hurt speaks to the intensity of her connection with her daughter. Like the dolphins who never truly sleep, but rest one hemisphere of their brain at a time, she can hold both her sadness and her hope in a delicate balance. Claire of Assisi, a powerhouse of contemplative harmony, might guide Sarah to a mirror, the mirror of Christ's love in her heart. There, she might see that harmony doesn't require perfect conditions. It requires only a willingness to remain open to grace, even in our brokenness. As the morning light grows stronger, Molly finds harmony isn't about returning to yesterday's peace. It's about finding today's rhythm, even with the tears. The dolphins know this, each day brings its own song, its own dance, its own way of moving through the waters.